Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, the number one, gents, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe, beyond the galaxy. And it's all backed up by data. So you could take that to the bank. Don't even come to me and say, Scott, that's not right. No, it's all backed up by data. All right, and it celebrates industry professionals all around the world. You are bold, you're brave, you dare greatly. You're changing lives, and therefore you're changing the world. We thank you every day on Industrial Talk. We're broadcasting from Power Gen 24, New Orleans, Louisiana. Did you guys have good food?
Great food.
Thanks, New Orleans.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody say that. Nah, no. Nah, not good food. No. The burgers are not that good. And we're here at this event. We're on the floor. We're talking to great people, and we have two. Zachary, or he goes by Zach, and Steve. Zachary and Steve. Zach and Steve. You like Zach, right?
That'll work.
That'll work. All right. Let's get cracking. That'll work. How do you like it? You like Zachary or Zach?
Zach's shorter. I like Zach.
I'll go by Steve. Oh, Steven's and my mom's mad at me, you know?
Yeah, but your card said Steve, so I'm not stumbling like Zachary.
Right, no, I made sure. It's
because Zachary's all over it, and his email address is... Oh, good, C. White. Yeah, so, okay, it's not so bad. All right, for the listeners out there, let's level set. Let's give us a little background on who you are, Steve, and then we'll go to Zach, okay? Give us a little background.
So my name's Steve Sandifer. I'm a regional sales manager with a company called Flex Italic. We are a gasket manufacturer.
It's not a rock band?
No, I wish. And play a little guitar. So. So I've been with them going on 16 years, and Flex Italic actually invented what's called a spiral wound gasket, which seals the world.
Hmm.
Lots of flanges out there.
There you go. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that because you have a client there, Zach, with Cooperative Energy, and you helped him solve a problem. Give us a background, Zach.
Yes, so I've been with Cooperative almost 9 years now.
Yeah.
So I'm the maintenance superintendent at our power plant there in Purvis, Plant Morrow. So just went through a repower project where we demoed two coal boilers there and installed a combustion turbine, a Siemens serial number 2 9000 HL combustion turbine, Neuter Erickson Hersick, and then reused our existing steam turbine. So it's a 19.
That's a big project.
Very, very large project.
Yeah.
A very successful project as well. One of the issues that we did start seeing after startup was when we were cycling the unit for testing, mm-hmm. Coming up and down for performance testing, and we started seeing some leaks at some of the flanges.
Wasn't it a new unit?
Brand new unit, yes, sir.
And you're seeing leaks?
That's right, yep. So,
were there some colorful language associated with that?
Probably, yeah.
Under our breath,
sure. That's right. Yeah, so that's not what you want out of a brand new unit. So
no, you don't.
Yep. So we partnered here with Steve here with Flex Italic to actually met you at this
Power
conference
Gen,
last
a year ago.
Year.
No kidding.
Yep. That's where I met him at.
So I had a lot of discussions with Siemens, manufacturer of our combustion turbine. That's where we're seeing the leaks. About what can we change here? We don't want to put the same gaskets in there and keep repeating these failures. What is out there that would give us a little bit more leeway and more recovery in a gasket?
So when you spoke to Siemens about the problem, they were just saying, here, use this gasket.
Yeah.
And then you contacted, you connected with Steve.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And tell us about what was the solution, Steve?
Gotcha. So in the gasket world, you got a lot of variables you're dealing with. If you've got something that's constant, where you don't have any temperature swings, like Zach was describing, you can use a regular gasket, it'll work just fine. But once you have those temperature swings, what happens is you get a thing that's called relaxation. So you got your stud bolts, you got your nuts. Yep. So if my hands are flanges, and your flanges start doing this, well, you're unloading the gasket. So we have a gasket that's called the change gasket, originally designed for heat exchangers because those experience typically a lot of cycling.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is the gasket works like a spring. So when you start losing that bolt load, your flanges come apart, that gasket is moving with it. So it maintains the load, which maintains the seal. So while the gasket is typically the cheapest thing in any piece of equipment, it's the most expensive if it doesn't work correctly. So when Zach reached out, he said, hey, here are the issues I'm having. We have issues with thermal cycling. I'm like, well, that's perfect. We have a gasket designed for thermal cycling, you know, specifically. And then after that, you know, just kind of got a little more of the details of his application, temperature, you know, flange information. We have a group of engineers out of Houston. All they do is design gaskets. Got them in contact with Zach. And then here we are now, a year later, and they're still working with no issues.
That's right. Yep, yep. So so you mentioned the spring aspect of gaskets. I think y'all call that recovery.
Recovery,
right?
So
y'all got a really good brochure on your gaskets where you you've tested all the different types of gaskets, and over so many cycles you track how many cycles it took to see a failure.
Right, that's a good point. Yep. So what we did when we designed this gasket is we tested it against every other gasket that we manufacture. So I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
You got pressure and you got number of cycles. And so we tested every gasket. What we found is every gasket that's not designed for cycling, it'll work a little bit. It may go five cycles, it may go six, but at some point it's going to fail.
Right.
So in the real world where Zach is, you know, having to manage this plant, you don't know when that failure is going to be. So it could be where his guy's like, you know what, we change these gaskets out every 6 months because that's just normal. But the reality is that maybe those gaskets could go a year, like this situation, or 2 years when the next planned turnaround is. So with that change gasket, when we tested against our own stuff, it was really good information that proved that we have a gasket that's designed for thermal cycling.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening to see that chart, that change gasket, you know, just plateaued.
It stayed constant.
And never came down.
Where do we stand today?
Yep, so we bought how many gaskets did we buy from you guys?
Well, last initial order?
Yeah.
It was a big six-figure order.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hundreds of gaskets that y'all installed, and then saw some stuff come over, too, for the outage you got coming up where you got to replace some more. But, no, it's been several gaskets. It's been, it's a great relationship, too, and the fact that I met Zach at a trade show. So in my world of sales, it's not normally this fast. I meet him at a trade show on a Tuesday a year ago here. And then by Thursday, I'm getting quote requests from Zach for these gaskets. And then like a week later, here comes an order where they tried out, I don't know, maybe 20 gaskets or so. Then that worked. And it's like a month later, we got this outage. Here comes the big order. So it's fantastic.
So the gasket itself, the technology, the solution that you deployed on your asset, it withstands the cycling.
That's right.
To the next turnaround.
Correct.
Is that right? Or...
pretty much until you break that flange. So,
right.
So that's really what stood out for it, is that during the testing, it never failed, the change gaskets. Mm-hmm. Your next level actually did fail after so many cycles, but you never saw the change gasket fail during your testing. So that really stood out to me.
Right. So I think what Zach's describing is, so with this change gasket, once you bolt it up, and assuming it's bolted up correctly. Do that right. You can take a unit, this is a turbo, for example, turn it off completely. And as long as you don't unbolt that flange, you can turn everything back on, and that gasket's going to recover. A normal gasket, you can't do that. Because once you crush it, you're plastically deforming a normal gasket. The change gasket stays in an elastic state. So, you know, we keep saying recovery, but a better term is usable recovery. So, as Zach just mentioned, they turned everything off and they had to do work. Don't unbolt the flanges, turn them back on. They don't have the leaks that he was describing earlier.
Did you, when you shut everything down and you're going, okay, man, I gotta, let's see how this this thing works, and you turned it back on, were you pleasantly pleased?
Oh yeah. So we've had no repeat failures on any of these change gaskets. So I think to date we have installed 82 of these.
So
we started off with the initial order of the ones that we knew we wanted to change, and then we proactively went ahead and ordered the change gaskets for all the high temp applications. And basically anything over, I think it was 862 degrees requires the thermiculite filler. So we ordered all those, and as we break those flanges, we're going back with the change gaskets. So the other piece of this is the gaskets that we had when you're in a high temperature application requires a solid core gasket. So it's basically just a solid steel surface with a thermaculite filler around it. It looks like aluminum foil.
Yeah, yep,
so
seen them.
If you have any type of misalignment with your piping, you know, you're eventually going to have a leak. And that's what we were seeing is that it would start leaking. It would break that that very thin thermaculite filler. And then it would eventually break that solid core gasket, and you'd have a blowout and have to take the unit down.
That's a safety issue, too. That's
right. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. So a lot of these pipes and flanges were in areas where operators had to visit frequently. So that was our main concern there. Obviously, we want the unit to stay on and be reliable, but we can't really put our folks in areas where you don't know when the gas is going to blow out.
Oh, you don't, man. Right. And you don't want to be in that area.
No.
Negative.
So kudos to our management group for buying in and allowing us to make that change. And also for Siemens, you know, we pitched this to Siemens at PowerGen.
I was just getting ready. You got to close that loop with Siemens.
We did. So as soon as we talked with Stephen about it, you know, this was in Orlando last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Siemens is...
You went
there,
and grabbed them and brought them to our booth said, hey, we need you to, you need to listen to this, you know, let me show you this gasket.
That's right.
Because,
that's right.
And I've talked to Siemens again recently about it, and, but with the differences, and I think why the change gasket resonates more with an end user, because Siemens is an OEM, is once it gets to Zach, if it's not working properly, and it's nothing against the gaskets that he's using, it's just the wrong gaskets for this particular application.
Yeah, correct.
If the conditions were steady, a regular gasket worked just fine. But so that's why with Flexitalic, I mean, we talk to end users every single day, you know, for that reason, because they're coming to us, hey, we have a leak, we need your help.
Did you talk to the user community of that setup, Siemens setup? Like, were you the only organization having problems?
We talked with some folks. You know, we go to Siemens large generator conference, and honestly, not a lot of folks were having the same issues. You know, serial number one of our unit used the same style gaskets that we did, and they didn't really see the same problems we did. So, but their system wasn't quite set up like ours. We have a lot more piping and a lot more flanges in ours. So ours was designed quite differently. Even though they are the same unit, this was a new design, a very modular design for the piping system, auxiliary systems around our unit. So that's why it was different, even though it was the same unit. It's not the same design. So it took a little bit to convince Siemens into that. It's like, even though it is the same unit, you know, it's very different because of the way the piping is laid out.
Are you getting some traction with Siemens, Steve?
A little bit. We've sent some quotes over to them, so they've seen a price comparison, and it's always sticker shock with this gasket. I tell anybody that it's sticker shock. It's more expensive, but when you can't operate correctly, when you have unexpected downtime, as Zach was describing, that costs a lot more than a gasket.
Yeah. The reality is that do you want that asset to go down? No, you don't want that asset to go down. That's burned money there. So I think you can really draw an ROI from the gasket to, you know, the downtime, and you don't want that.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
That's right.
You know.
And I think that's why, like I said, with end users, because they're having to manage these issues, is why the change resonates more with them versus an OEM. But like I said, it just takes time. The sales cycle for what I described earlier is rare.
Yeah, I was just going to
say. It normally doesn't happen that fast.
It's like Zach saying, I have a problem. I have a problem yesterday, and I need solutions yesterday. Yeah. So that's... I can only imagine what management was talking about after all that work. I can only imagine.
Well, you know, one thing that's great too, and basically it's a thank you to Zach, is for, like, you know, hey, trusting in us that we can solve this issue. You know, because not everybody is the same. You're dealing with different people all the time. But he basically came in and said, look, I've got a problem. I need your help. and he relied on us to come up with an actual viable solution for him. So I appreciate you doing what you had to do in your organization to get these things approved.
Do you have examples of that solution at your booth? Do you have a booth?
I do. Yeah, we have.
You have one?
We have samples over at the booth.
I see. I'm going to come on by.
We got brochures.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. They got a cross-sectional cutout of this gasket, and it's very obvious. It's a very beefy gasket. Mm-hmm.
We can show you the difference between the change gasket.
Well, we'll
and
come on over
gasket.
And do a little technology sprint, so you can show us exactly what it's about. Steve, how do we get a hold of you?
Email is ssandifer@flexitalic.com, and phone is 281-627-7098.
And are you out on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Zach.
Enjoyed it, man. Yeah.
So how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, zwhite@cooperativeenergy.com.
That's it. Are you out on LinkedIn?
Nah, I don't think much of that.
He's a worker.
That's right.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, we're going to have all the contact information for Zach as well as Steve out on Industrial Talk. So fear not. Reach out to these two gents. Come up with a solution. That is just fantastic. I love the conversation between the solution provider and the receiver of the solution and the positive result from that. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, Zach and Steve. Zach with Cooperative Energy, Steve with Flexitalic. Both of them necking it out of the park. We were at PowerGen 24, as you can tell. A lot of solutions. Put that on your calendar. Reach out to these two gents. You will not be disappointed. Very cool. Very good solution. I enjoyed the conversation between the provider of the solution and the recipient of the solution, and both are happy. Huh. That's why podcasts are so great. A lot of people are just happy. And in industry, everybody, it's such a great conversation to have with industry professionals. It's just really pretty cool. We're building a platform. You need to be a part of it. Just go out to Industrial Talk and just say, Scott, I want to be a part of it. And you'll have a conversation with me, and it'll be warm and fuzzy and no problems. People will be brave, dare greatly, hang out with these two gents, change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.